everyone. A blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Sam here at American Freedom Network, and reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. It was just a couple of weeks ago we had the attack there at the Boston Marathon, and we were suddenly all consumed with the tragedy of what had occurred, and we saw those graphic pictures. Now, what really happened at the Boston Marathon? And quite frankly, I don't know. Because all I know is what I hear on television and see on television. I see those vivid pictures in my mind of the bright red paint on the, certainly on the sidewalks there. And we're told that's blood, but blood doesn't look like that. After it's been out for a few minutes, it turns dark. So what really happened? Well, we saw the picture of this one man with a bilateral amputation. You can go up on the internet, type in Boston Marathon bilateral amputee, and they'll show you the picture of this fellow. He's had both legs blown off, and is he suddenly laying there waiting for the ambulance to come to get him, to take him to the hospital? No, he's had both legs blown off, except, of course, on the left leg, you can see the tibia. No flesh, nothing but just sort of a blood-stained piece of bone, tibia sticking out there from the end of his well-healed, below-knee amputation stump. Now, remember, I was an orthopedic surgeon for a better half a century, and basically I know a well-healed amputation stump. That was a well-healed amputation stump. There was not one tear or the tissue there. All we see is a well-healed amputation stump with a piece of bone grafted onto the end of it, or attached somehow or other, and you can go up to the internet, you can see actually when they actually, and how they were able to put that bone onto the well-healed amputation stump. And then, of course, you see the picture of him, and some fellow has a tourniquet around his leg to stop the bleeding, but the tourniquet is simply suspending the leg, it's not actually cutting off the blood flow. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this was an actor, and that was staged. His name was Jeff Bauman. I've checked at the hospital. I've checked at the rehab hospital. Well, he's not at the rehab hospital. We're told he's at the rehab hospital, but he's not there. They've created our reality, and that's exactly what they did with the September 11th attack that brought us to where we are today. They killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th, and with us this morning is Art Olivier, who's put out a great DVD, and he put it out in movie form, but he can't get the movies. He can't get his distributors to carry it. So he's putting it out in movie form. It's a fictionalized presentation of what happened, but I will tell you, it is gripping. We watched it. My wife and I watched it. We're carrying it. We have the copies. It's called Operation Terror, and it's the true story, fictionalized, admittedly, but of what actually happened. And I remember many of the incidents. Art, why did you go ahead and make this movie? Because basically, of course, this is a dangerous thing to do, to expose the murderers of 3,000 Americans.
Well, that somebody needs to do it. The main reason is that the that the majority of people simply won't do the research on their own to find out what happened on September 11th. They just kind of go along with what's on TV, and they say, well, if it's on TV, that's what must have happened. And so people won't read a book. Most people still won't even watch a documentary movie. But everybody likes an entertaining movie that they'll sit down and watch. And so this way, people that know what happened on September 11th, they can show this movie to their friends and family that don't know, and they can get educated just from watching an entertaining movie, because the whole movie is based on actual underreported events of 9/11.
And you did an excellent job of getting that together. Now, why don't you go ahead and suddenly sort of give the background? Actually, did you finance this on your own? Did you get the actors? Did you actually get the director? How did you go about it?
Yeah, I had to completely self-finance. It's kind of a movie that you're not going to be able just to go out and get corporate investors to do the movie, because you know nobody wants to touch the subject. It's like you said, it's a dangerous subject to talk about. And so when I made the movie, developed the script, I found the actor, the director, Paul Cross, to direct the movie. He did excellent job on severe visibility, and I thought that he would make a great director, and he did. He liked the idea of Operation Terror, saw the script, he helped me further develop it, and then, but we would not allow anybody else to have a script. Only Paul and I had a complete script, because we're always worried that when we show up at a site to do a movie, that you know they would send us away if they knew what the entire script was. If somebody found out that this movie was being made, they could go around and call the different studios and say, hey, don't let these guys in here because we don't like the script. So even my lead actor didn't even have the entire script. They only had the script, the parts that they played. And then we went out and did the casting process, where we interviewed about 1,000 actors to narrow it down to the 75 actors with the speaking roles in the movie.
And basically, of course, it's very entertaining the way it's presented, and it's very, very believable, and I'm sure that something like this absolutely happened. There's no question at all. If you watch those buildings come down, the Twin Towers, you see the top stories there of the South Tower simply dissolved. They didn't simply come cascading down. They simply dissolved before the rest of the building began to come down. Why did that happen? Why didn't they fall to one side or the other? Why are they simply vaporized? And you can watch them. If you understand what you're looking at, you can actually see that. Can't you? Art, I mean, that really is amazing. When you actually look at other films with that thought in mind, you can see what you never saw before. And I know, because I didn't want to believe this for a couple of years. I just didn't want to believe anybody would kill 3,000 Americans so they could get us into a war with Afghanistan so we could build a pipeline through there. Art, are you there? I hope we haven't lost our guest. Art, are you there?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Art Olivier, his film Operation Terror, and it's a film that every American should see. Why? Because it basically beautifully brings out the fact that this whole thing was contrived and they killed all those Americans. But you had to have something, you had to have an incident that would get the American people willing to go to war. Nobody in America wanted to go to war on September 10th, 2001. Nobody wanted to, except a small contingent working behind the scenes in our intelligence agencies. But by September 12th, why the American people were ready to go to war, we'd been attacked, or at least we believe we'd been attacked, by 19 hijackers carrying box cutter knives who'd seized four planes and killed almost 3,000 Americans. The only trouble was that we knew who those people were ahead of time. They knew exactly what was going to happen that day. It's very easy to see how this whole thing was contrived, and certainly the part that Dick Cheney played in that. And where did you ever find an actor who looked so much like Dick Cheney? I was amazed at that, his presentation.
Yeah, Christopher Wallace. He's a great actor. I've found two actors that look a lot like him. The other one was he even looked more like him. He had that growl, you know, that snarl from the side and everything. And he did a lot of comedy scenes playing Dick Cheney, different things. But Christopher Wallace was the better actor, and so we selected him. But yeah, through the casting process, doing a movie in L.A. is just a great place to do it, because you've got thousands and thousands of actors. I don't know, hundreds of thousands of actors in L.A. So you have a lot to choose from. And so when we go to these casting, there's casting websites that we review all the different pictures and all the actors in the area. And we have a lot of people to select from.
Well, basically, looking as you present this, what part did, from your point of view, did Dick Cheney play in orchestrating the murder of 3,000 Americans?
Well, certainly he played the part in the White House Emergency Operations Center of giving the stand down orders for the plane to fly over the Pentagon and the shoot down orders for the plane in Pennsylvania. This is all from testimony from the Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta. And also, I would say in the planning processes, he's the one that headed up the meetings at the White House in March of 2001 for the Energy Task Force meetings. And these meetings were set where they had all these energy company executives meeting with Dick Cheney and his staff to talk about the oil in Iraq, how that the European companies were getting all of the oil contracts with Saddam Hussein, and they had maps of all the different oil fields and the list of all the European companies that were doing the business with them. So they were showing their oil company executives, you know, the potential market there in Iraq. America had more influence. So, and then the way that Dick Cheney was able to orchestrate the events on 9/11 was that the president had signed an executive order putting Dick Cheney in charge. This had never been done before, putting the vice president in charge of all these different operations throughout the country. Typically, it would be the president himself, but I think that the people that plotted this thing figured that Dick Cheney was much more competent than George W. Bush, and that's why Cheney was in charge on 9/11.
I remember they sent George Bush down to a school, and he was in a school, an elementary school, on the morning of the attack, talking to the school children. And after he sat there and talked for another 5 to 10 minutes to the children after he'd been told about the attack.
Yeah, you know, he's reading to him, "My Pet Goat." And in a later interview, he said that, when he watched the first plane hit the building, he just thought it was a bad pilot. And then when he saw the second plane hit the building, then he knew something was up. Well, no one saw the first plane hit the building. I mean, that video that was created didn't come out until the day after 9/11. And so obviously he was lying.
That's unfortunate, ladies and gentlemen, but this whole thing was contrived. It wasn't even that well contrived. Basically, of course, the Pentagon, well, tell about the Pentagon, why a little plane hit the Pentagon.
Well, if you go on to a Google image search, just type in "hole Pentagon car," and there's this little tiny hole in the Pentagon that was there from the missile that hit the Pentagon. And the first floor beam is still there. This hole is about big enough you could drive a pickup truck through. And the images that most people saw on TV were the image of the whole side of the building that was collapsed. Well, that didn't happen until 20 minutes after the initial impact from the missile. So it's not anywhere close to being possible that a very large 125-foot wide 757 is going to fit through that little tiny hole that's big enough for a pickup truck. And then you can see the hole going through 6 reinforced concrete walls of the Pentagon. Well, the nose cone of a 757 is made out of fiberglass. It's not going to penetrate one wall. Nevertheless, 6 of them. And, you know, where you have the mass of an airplane is in the wing. They carry all the fuel. You've got these huge engines. Those things are going to do damage. And where those engines were in relation to the hole that was supposedly created by the fuselage, it didn't even break the windows of the Pentagon. So it's just not possible at all.
What happened to the people who were on that plane? What happened to the plane? Do we have any idea?
Well, what we do know, for example, Flight 175, 23 minutes after it was supposedly hit one of the Twin Towers, the ACARS, which is a way for the plane to communicate with the ground, the ACARS said the plane was flying over Pennsylvania. This was well after it was supposedly ran into the World Trade Center. And we do know what happened in Cleveland. This is one of the very underreported events, but it was reported. In Cleveland, they brought in a Delta airplane, flight 1989. They brought it to the south end of the airport, and they said there may be a bomb on board. So they completely evacuated the airport, and they completely evacuated the adjacent NASA facility. While all this stuff was going on at the south end of the airport, a United Airlines jet, they were assuming that it could have been Flight 93 or 175, it landed at the north end of the airport, And it taxied in and went right to a hangar at the NASA facility. Witnesses said they saw about 200 people get off this plane. Now, you know that each one of the planes that supposedly crashed on 9/11 were only about a quarter to a third full. So they only had maybe an average of 50 passengers apiece. But they said 200 passengers got off this plane. They were, the people were marched into the hangar at the John Glenn NASA facility, and that's the last anybody ever saw them.
They marched into the facility, and that's the last time they saw them. And remember, the government then gave about $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million to all of the families of all the people who died that day, with a contingent that they would never bring a suit to try to get to the truth. There are a couple of people who refused to take the money, and of course, their case has been tied up in court. They're never allowed to get a trial. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize that they murdered all those Americans, almost 3,000 of them that day. And certainly one of the planes did land. The people marched into the hangar and never to be seen again, and beautifully depicted on certainly on your video. At one point, however, you did mention that there were a lot of people on one of those planes who'd been involved in planning this whole thing. Was there any truth to that, or is that simply something that you'd added? Or really, were there some people on those planes that they wanted to get rid of in silence?
Well, the way that I created the story is when I looked at the passenger list for all four of the planes. It was just amazing how many people had defense-related jobs. They worked for Raytheon, Boeing. They worked for the auditors that worked for Raytheon. They worked as testers, and these were very high technical people. These people had worked on very high technical weapon systems. It's been further analyzed, the actual passengers of these planes, and some people say that most of the passengers had defense-related jobs. This is highly unusual. I mean, you might have, maybe on one plane, you might have one or two guys that have, this high technical ability to do these jobs, but to have all of these people on these planes had these positions was really unusual, and that's how we developed the story, that that perhaps these people were unwittingly working on the weapons that were used on 9/11 and had to be gotten rid of so they wouldn't talk afterwards.
Well, one of the people on with Barbara Olson was on one of the planes. I interviewed Barbara a number of times, a beautiful woman. We'd met her at meetings of the CNP, and she was on one of those planes. I think it was the one that was supposed to go into the Pentagon. The thing is that no plane went into the Pentagon. And now, of course,
her
husband...
Yeah, not only that, but her husband, Ted Olson, who was working in the Bush administration as a top attorney, he said that Barbara had called him on her cell phone from inside of the bathroom on one of the planes. Well, at the elevation where she would have been to make that phone call, the cell phones weren't possible. It was further found out that the cell phone call that he said was made was never made, and that was confirmed by the telephone company that no, that call was never made. There was a call that was attempted to be made, but it lasted for a total of 0 seconds. So the call that he said that was made didn't happen. He later changed the story that, she had called from the air phone that was on board of the airplane. Well, for obvious reasons, they don't put air phones in the bathrooms of the commercial jets, because people would just be sitting in the bathroom all day talking on the phone. So that didn't happen either. So, yeah, the whole story of her making those calls is just a fabrication.
And so, of course, this gave us a direct contact with that, and Barbara was a lovely, lovely woman, and nobody knows what happens to her, and certainly that plane never hit the Pentagon. So what did they do with all those people? Did they simply, kill them? Are they in prison someplace? We don't know, and no one has ever been allowed to investigate it, and an awful lot of people who begin to look into these things sort of mysteriously have an accident, as it were. And the American people need to see this video, as the DVD, the Operation Terror is the title, Operation Terror. What sort of response are you getting from this? First of all, you made it as a motion picture with the idea of getting into theaters. What happened? Why aren't we seeing this in theaters across America?
Well, it's really difficult to get distribution. The theater companies, they want a commitment. They want you to show how many millions of dollars you're going to spend on advertising. And I simply don't have that kind of money. I spent all the money producing the movie. I don't have the money to do the advertising. So they won't play it. And of course, most movie producers don't have the money to do the advertising. They go out and get a distributor that will do that. But the distributors don't want to touch it. They just they think that could hurt their business if they put out a movie that was politically polarizing as Operation Terror, and they really don't want to jeopardize.
Hold that thought. Our guest, Art Olivier, if you have a question, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Art Olivier, his film is Operation Terror, and you need to see it. We do carry it. We think it's an important adjunct to your effort to not only educate yourself about what happened on September 11, 2001, but to get other people to understand And it's so difficult for anyone to believe that they'd be evil enough to intentionally kill almost 3,000 Americans simply so they could have a justification to get us into a war. But that's how you manipulate the public. And you have to stage an event. You have to stage it. And you have to get people to really believe that those buildings came down symmetrically, didn't tilt to one side or another, didn't fall on adjacent buildings. They just sort of collapsed because a couple of planes hit them. But you could have planes hit these multi-story buildings and they wouldn't come down. You had to have explosives in the buildings. And this is all beautifully brought out. But the important thing is just watch the buildings go down. Watch the Twin Towers come down and see how the tops of the buildings simply dissolve before the rest of the building is collapsed from the top on down. But I think the thing that convinced me more than anything was Building 7, and I had to watch that come down 10 times, see how the center of the roof caves in first. That's how you take out the central columns, so the walls fall in rather than out, and then they took out the base of the building, and the building comes down at the speed of gravity. It wasn't even hit by an airplane. And most people don't even understand that Building 7, nobody ever questions why Building 7 came down, do they, Art?
Well, not in the government. If you read the 9/11 Commission report, you can read that whole 1,000-page document, and you will never see anything about Building 7, which is amazing because here you have a 47-story skyscraper that housed all these government agencies, the CIA, the FBI, the SEC, that goes on, all these agencies that this building had housed. And here this 47-story building was destroyed by terrorists on 9/11, and the 9/11 Commission report won't even mention it.
And basically, of course, this was obviously a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then, of course, the Twin Towers were a controlled demolition, and they killed all those people. In fact, they would have killed a lot more if it hadn't been that the fellow at Morgan Stanley, I think it was, in charge of security, ran up and down the aisles on two stories and said, don't listen to what they're saying on the loudspeaker. Get out of the building. We're under attack. Get out. And he saved 2,400 people who otherwise would have been killed as well. Of course, initially they told us 6,000 were killed. They kept saying 6,000 were killed. And then they suddenly realized that the people from Morgan Stanley had escaped, so they had to get the figure down to a more reasonable level. Fortunately, the PC did not listen to what they were being told on the loudspeaker in the South Tower. Stay at your seats. There's nothing to worry about. Don't get up and leave just because the North Tower is under attack. It's just a fire. Don't worry. Stay where you are. And the man in charge of security shouted with his blowhorn, get out, get out, right now, evacuate. And they did. And they didn't kill those people, but they intended to, but they didn't. So basically, Art, as you develop this idea, and certainly and the realization that you were dealing with organized evil, there's no other way to explain that they would intentionally kill all those Americans just to have a justification to go to war. How did you handle this emotionally? I know I had the hardest time myself accepting the fact that this could really have happened this way.
Well, I've followed history, for my life. I was very interested in history, and I understood what happened with Pearl Harbor. That they had advanced warning. They actually egged Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. I knew about the Gulf of Tonkin, that the Vietnamese really didn't attack the Mato. The Lusitania was full of weapons. Yeah, I've known that that almost every war that the United States gets in to, it is pre-planned, typically to get somebody else to attack us. Of course, 9/11, we attacked ourselves, but typically they would try to get a nation to attack us or just make up a story or something like this. So, wasn't too difficult for me to comprehend that, people inside of the government would do this. And I've also been inside of the government. I know how corrupt it is. I used to be the mayor here in Bellflower and ran for vice president and governor as a libertarian. And I'm well aware of how corrupt the government is and how corrupt the media is. So it wasn't hard for me to comprehend it. But my director, it was very difficult for him. He was a big George Bush fan. In fact, he was there on 9/11 doing a documentary on the Bush White House. It's called Follow the Leader. And so when the planes hit, he went out there to the Pentagon to see where the 757 hit the Pentagon. And he's standing up there and he's looking over the scene and he says to his partner, he says, "There was no plane here." He said, "Look at the lawn. Look at those fire stools over there that should have been hit." He said, "It's impossible. A plane could not have hit the Pentagon." And then, you know, if they're lying about this, they're lying about everything. So for him, it hit him like a ton of bricks, you know, because here he was, this lifelong Republican and a big George Bush fan, and all of a sudden he finds out that the government did 9/11. And so it put him in a state of depression, and he still to this day suffers a little bit of that depression from that, from the sudden knowledge that the government was involved in 9/11.
Well, do you have a website where people could go get more additional information?
Yeah, they can watch. We got a great 2-minute trailer on OperationTerror.com.
OperationTerror.com. That's OperationTerror.com. Go there, look at the information, watch the trailer. This is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. At this stage, why we have to get the American people to understand how it was that we suddenly had a justification for sending our troops into first of Afghanistan and then into Iraq. And they're over there in preparation for the coming war. Understand all of these things are staged. And that's what's going on in Syria today, is a staged event. Who do you think is funding the rebels? Oh, well, we might give them some weapons, you know, it's all humanitarian aid, ladies and gentlemen. We've armed, we've trained, we've financed the rebels for years. But they're not going to tell the American people, because you're not supposed to understand that they're planning to create a World War III, and it's going to have a devastating effect, not just over there. I fear this next war is going to have a devastating effect here. Well, Sydney, what sort of response are you getting to your video from the people, I should say DVD, from the people who watch it? Are the people really able to see and understand what happened after watching your DVD?
Yeah, most people that, of course, buy the DVD already know what happened, and they just want to share it with their friends and family to inform them. And I have people come onto our Facebook page and said, "Now I finally understand what happened." Because it was hard to say, well, how could this happen? You know, they may hear some truth about 9/11, and it's just couldn't comprehend. Now, how could they pull this off? And then after watching the movie, they're able to see, oh, yeah, I guess it wouldn't take that many people on the top to really orchestrate this thing.
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Squarer Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Squarer Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Try Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone, each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Try Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at tryplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Art Olivier. His DVD, Operation Terror, it's a full-length film. You'll find it fascinating. You won't, Sydney. My wife and I sat there enthralled. Very well done, very professionally done. And it deals with so many of the things you may have wondered. How did this all come about? How were they able to orchestrate it? Didn't take very many people. But they were dedicated. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you are with the intelligence agencies and you were to talk about something like this, they would simply kill you. Either that or put you in prison for the rest of your life, and you'd never, nobody else would ever hear. This is the way the system really works. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment for Art. And so basically, of course, we get into the background. How long do you think that they planned the attack on the building? Certainly, this was carefully coordinated. It had to be carefully coordinated. And certainly, do you really think that the people who we've been told were involved really were involved? Or were certainly, because we know that at least six of the hijackers are living live and well over there in the Middle East. A couple of them were actually attending a government flight school at the time. Oh, do we have any idea what really happened to the hijackers?
No, yeah, a lot of them did. I think that, you know, they said there was 19 of them, and there were actually probably half that many that were in the United States. The other half were not. They weren't aware of anything. The hijackers that were here in the United States, and these are the ones that attended the different military. They were at different military bases doing training, a lot of them went into private flight schools, and they weren't. These ones weren't Muslims. They came from Saudi Arabia. They were, but they weren't Muslims. These people, they ate pork, they chased strippers, they snorted cocaine and drank alcohol, and these aren't things that Muslims do. But the other ones that came out and said, hey, I didn't do it, these people were never in the United States. There was a pilot from Morocco, for example, that was supposedly one of the pilots that flew one of the airplanes, and he's like, no, I'm over here. I wasn't even in the United States at the time. So those guys didn't have anything to do with it, and the other Apaches were here, leaving a trail to.
And it's just amazing, we had no idea the attack was coming, no inkling of it at all. Nobody knew the attack was coming, and yet the day after the attack, they had the names and pictures and life history of every one of the attackers. Isn't that amazing intelligence? 24 hours, they know everything about it. And they do absolutely nothing beforehand. We have a caller. Who's calling?
Yes, Dr. Stan. This is George in Golden, Colorado.
Hi, George. Do you have a question for our guest?
I'm listening on KHNC out of Johnstown, Colorado.
Right.
And, when all this was going down, I was on the internet looking at pictures of prisoners in Gitmo, and I couldn't help but notice that they had hoods on and hands over their gloves, but you could still clearly see hairlines of long-haired, you know, redheads and blondes. and of course, you couldn't help but notice the curve of a woman and the small shoulders. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, what are we doing with a prison in Cuba? And, you know, that would change the legal structure of a prisoner.
Okay,
so,
fine. Well,
I believe those people that are doing the, they're refusing to eat right now are probably those missing airline passengers.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Anyway, certainly, Art, we're getting towards the end of the program. What is the message you'd like to leave for our listeners out across America?
Well, the more that we find out what's really going on in this country, the better off America is going to be. They're not getting away with the false flag attacks like they did previously. Now that people are finding out information through social media, you know, don't believe the mainstream media when an event happens and the media coverage is just way over the top. That's a really good indication that it's a false flag attack. And so, yeah, buy the DVD, share it with your friends and family, get them educated. And the more people that really understand what's going on, the better off we'll be, and the less likely we're going to have huge attacks like this in the future. Because I think if 9/11 happened now, I think we'd have a revolution in this country, and then they would overthrow the government immediately. But back in 2001, you know, the social medias weren't all that advanced, and it took a while for people to realize what had happened. But I think in the next one, it's not going to take so much time.
Of course, I think that people certainly are beginning to look at the Boston Massacre and understand that they knew ahead of time exactly what was going to happen. It's just like 9/11. We had no idea the attack was coming. Well, listen to what the mother says. The FBI was watching them all the time. The Russians had told us that these boys would be concerned. They said they were involved in something. The Saudi Arabians told them. But the FBI had no idea. And if you believe that, I think you were incredibly naive. Mother said that they were listening to every telephone call. They were following her son. They knew everything they were doing. So either the FBI is lying or the mother's lying. And what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Well, Art, I want to congratulate you on your great job, doing a great service. And I know it's a tremendous expense to yourself. But hopefully this movie that you've produced, and it's an excellent, entertaining, but also a very informative movie. Hopefully it's going to have an attack of waking up those people who just don't want to believe this could happen. And yet you put it in a very believable fashion. I think it's exactly what did take place. Parting thought before we let you go.
Everybody go to OperationTerror.com to watch the trailer. And hopefully in the future that as Americans, become much more informed. Stop voting for the lesser of two evils. That's still evil. And let's turn this country around.
Amen. That's all we can do. This is our home, and it's time we took America back. Art, God bless you for what you're doing, for your courage in doing this. And we'll talk to you real soon on one of our other programs. Bye-bye, and God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Dan Taher, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Art Olivier, and I think this is a very, very important DVD. That's why we're carrying it, and you can get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We've got them in stock, and we think we must never forget the murder of almost 3,000 Americans, and they thought nothing of it. These are wicked people. They sent our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, 58,000 killed, hundreds of thousands wounded. And there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. It was all contrived. Of course, it was basically a great diversion so we could bring in the Great Society program. And without that, you can read certainly the article in January 1967 in Foreign Affairs magazine, written by the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, where he simply explains to you. The article is entitled The End of Either Or, the idea that, oh, we either have to have a war or we have to have full budgetary support for our domestic programs. He says it's not either or. We've got to do both. If we certainly don't talk about pulling out of Vietnam, that would be a terrible disaster. We've got to persist in Vietnam because that's the road forward at home. That was written out by McGeorge Bundy, who is the National Security Advisor who got us into the war. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. So we sent the boys there to fight a no-win war. We could have won it in 6 weeks. I was told that by William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, and by four-star Marine General Lew Walt, who we interviewed. But basically, the American people could never understand. It was all a phony war. We killed 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. That's why they don't think anything at all of simply killing 3,000 Americans so they could get us into a wonderful war with Afghanistan and a wonderful war with Iraq in preparation to the coming war with the Muslim world. And we're supposed to hate the Muslims, and they're supposed to hate us, and they do, because we're over there killing their women and children now in Pakistan with our drones. Isn't it wonderful, though? We're killing all those wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists. But who's funding Al-Qaeda? We've always funded it. Go onto the Internet and type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda or CIA funds ISI. And then, of course, then type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda. ISI is Pakistani intelligence. And between Saudi Arabia and Pakistani intelligence and the CIA, that's why we have terrorism in the Middle East, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, the best enemies your tax dollars can buy. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You want to get Operation Terror. You want to get Operation Terror. It'll help us. It'll help get the information out. And time is short if we're going to save America, because once they get us into a war with the Muslim world, as they're planning on doing, why, of course, we're not going to have the ability to speak out at all. To do that would be anti-American. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our government's been taken over by evil and wicked people. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, you need Operation Terror. You need my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have literally hundreds of books and DVDs and 4 CD sets. Learn about certainly the threat of an EMP attack, because I believe it's a very real threat. Both 4 CD sets, a DVD, books.
Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And so until tomorrow at the same time, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision protection.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of